Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 471st Blog Talk Radio show. Be sure to check out our other shows and interviews on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Twitter, Diva of Dual, and on Facebook. And you can also follow us on iTunes. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch. We have with us tonight Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and we have the diva, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie. You can find me at Diva Abdul.
Okay, and we have Anna at Kazi Hooch. She won't be, I don't think she'll be with us tonight. We just want to send our condolences to her. Her dad passed away. Yeah, so... And also we want to say shout out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, also at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchana, and they're all on Twitter. So everybody liked the show this week?
Yeah.
Approved.
I have to, yeah. Yeah, especially Friday or the last, well, actually, last 3 days, like Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, with the Demiras. Love the Demiras.
Yes.
Everybody happy to see all the Demiras back together?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I loved a lot of the scenes with Tony and EJ and Chad, and Kate was in the mix, and Jake and Gabby. I mean, that Demira Mansion is like getting pretty full.
Oh yeah.
Lately,
like the Horton House.
Yeah. That is. Yeah, that's getting pretty full too. Yeah, but yeah, really like the how did everybody like the scheming for the votes and how tried to figure out. Yeah. I enjoyed that with because Tony and Chad were using the chess pieces.
Yep.
To figure out, like, how many votes for them, how many votes for Jake and Gabby, and I guess, because you have, what, Chad? I'm just trying to figure this out. Chad, Tony, and EJ.
Yep.
And then they got Theo and Peter. Theo and Peter, if I'm correct, on their side.
Yes.
And then you had Jake, Gabby, Shin, because Jake felt that Shin was going to vote for them. And then they got Benji's son, Steven.
Yep.
And what did everybody think about Gabby? How did you enjoy Gabby trying to explain the Demira family tree to Jake?
Oh, God. My question, though, if Johnny and Sydney aren't old enough to vote, how is Steven old enough to vote?
I didn't get that. And how is Johnny not old enough to vote if he's as old as Allie?
Yeah.
Who is well over 21, unless there's an age. This is the way I understood it, I only thought children get a vote if they're deceased, like Theo got a vote because Lexi's deceased.
Yeah.
Right. Is that how you followed it, Carrie? Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
of course, Gabby and Kate get a vote because they
their
have
husband,
their husbands, and there's no children with that because Andre and Stefan had no children. So, like, people were asking, why didn't Abe get a vote? Well, that's because Lexi. I don't know if Abe would have got a vote if Lexi had children or not, if they didn't have children. I don't know.
It would probably give his vote to
I'm
Tony.
Thinking, yeah, so I'm thinking EJ, it's not that Sydney and Johnny weren't old enough. They probably wouldn't get a vote, right, because EJ is alive.
Yeah.
Just like Sammy wouldn't get a vote because EJ's alive. So I don't think – I think it's only children of deceased members that – I don't know. That's – yeah, so that kind of threw me off when they were trying to figure that out. But complicated. I guess they needed three people to bring it – at least three people to bring it before the board, which they got with Tony, EJ, and Chad.
But if Kristen's a felon and – can she vote?
Right, there's Kristen.
Then her vote would
go to
Brady.
But she
never married. I don't know. They didn't really fully explain. She never married Brady. That's true.
She does have a daughter though. So there's Rachel, but she's what?
Two.
What? Yeah, something like that.
So she's not old enough, for sure. And then we had the scenes with Sammy and EJ in bed, and he's saying that he found Kristen and he was going to call her to get her vote. And, you know, of course, Sammy's afraid that he's going to find out about the affair, which don't you kind of think maybe EJ already knows?
He knows.
Did anybody get that feeling?
Yep.
That he's already talked to Kristen, but he's acting like he didn't.
I think he would have turned the screws a little harder on her, though, if he knew. But I think he would torture her a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Because when he said he was in contact with Kristen and then was going to call her, I thought, oh, maybe he's already talked to her and he already knows. But but she kind of talked him out of it, saying that she didn't want, you know, if he talked to her, he could be arrested for aiding and abetting because he knows where she's at. But I don't know if, like you said, Jen, would her vote count because she's a felon or on the run? Because she would have to call in to give her vote.
Yep.
So I guess because they were hoping to get her vote. So when I counted the votes, it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like they had 5 on one side and only 4 on the other. So if Kate would have voted for Jake, wouldn't it have been tied? That's what I...
No, you got Shin's
vote. That's what I was missing. Yeah. You got Jake, Gabby, Shin, and Steven.
Okay.
Anyway. Not unless his father voted,
hold
too.
Hold on. But then there's Peter, Tony, Chad, EJ, and Theo.
Theo, right. So that's 5.
Yeah.
So it would have been like a deadlock. So then I don't know what would happen. Yeah. But anyway, Kate was the determining factor. And so what did everybody think about Chad and Kate, Chad blackmailing Kate?
Well, he went for
the
best.
Do you think he would have went through with it? Yeah.
No.
True.
Oh, yeah.
No?
I don't know.
Do you think
he
would have?
He's enjoying Kate messing with Jake, though, and Gabby. He's enjoying it. So
yeah.
I think he might
have. That's what I thought. Yeah.
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 It actually has made Chad more interesting, in my opinion. I actually like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm enjoying him, like the whole brother thing. So I always liked him and Tao always, Billy Flynn and Tao always had the chemistry there. I don't not mm-hmm. know if I'm seeing it too much with this EJ. I don't know. He's still kind of, even with Sammy, I'm not seeing it.
He doesn't have chemistry.
You just have to get used to him. No, you think that with nobody, right?
No,
yeah.
My mom doesn't like him either. My mom said he's stiff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
He is. That's the right word, you know. Yep. Too stiff he needs. Because the old EJ wasn't like that. I mean, he could be snooty and like that, but there was no. He had that charm.
Yeah.
Just something right. about him.
There's no charm with this guy.
Yeah. And he could be lighthearted, and he had a humor to him, especially like picking at Lucas and everything. It's not
yeah.
it's, even between them two. It's not the same either.
No.
No. So, but it was nice to see them all, and then of course Kate. It came down to Kate, and so she shocked everybody when she voted for. You know, to ask Jake. Now, what do you think is going to happen? I guess her little charade will be up then. Or do you think she's still? Or what will Jake do? Will he drop her now? I mean,
well,
even if he thinks she's still blind.
Oh, she was staring straight at him though when she was against him. She stared straight at him.
That's
so,
what I thought.
I mean,
Yeah. And that look of, like, recognition and kind of, like, shock, like, she got me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Camila didn't show emotion with that. I was kind of surprised. Maybe she missed her. You know what I mean? She didn't emote at all during that. I was kind of surprised.
No, you thought she would stand up screaming at her, you know?
Yeah, something.
Like how she...
Yeah. Well,
maybe she will Monday.
Yeah. We need a Gabby response on that.
Kind of ended with the look, you know, that Kate
yeah.
was giving, you know? So that was good.
And Teo, too. The look on Teo's face.
Oh, yeah. Teo's face, yeah. And then
he
there was also
it.
A good thing. Yeah, he just loved it. And then there was the one scene where everybody was leaving and he kind of stopped and turned around and gave
yeah.
this little grin and looked up at Stefano's picture.
Yep.
So I
like
that.
That's got to be Andre.
Something just, yeah, but and something just tells me, was that written or did he do that on his own? You know, just something, you know, that he just.
I can see him doing that on his own.
Yes, as they were all supposed to, and all because it was very brief. It was just like a turnaround and just like a look, and then
yeah.
at Stefano. So, but I don't know. Could be Andre. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we didn't see Anna at all in those scenes.
Yeah,
I don't know if she'll be on anymore. But I think he's on more next week, too, a couple times
good.
Next week yet, too.
He needs to be permanent.
I think on Monday.
Yeah.
But yet there's, yeah, but then now they're talking again about giving it to EJ. First, it's giving it to EJ, but then I've been hearing that maybe it's like EJ and Chad, like together, going to run it together. And it's like, no, they should say, no, here, Tony, you take it.
Yep.
So, and
yeah.
here's what I'd like to see. You know how this whole thing with Anna, this would be like good conflict between Tony and Anna.
Yep.
The fighting and in the disagreement and her, you know, this is like Tony needs like to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, because they're making it seem like Tony doesn't want to do it and he doesn't want to do it because of Anna. But
yeah.
I think it would give a lot of nice, if he decides to do it, conflict with Anna. Oh,
and they should bring back the mirror designs and make them a kind of competitor. Have them go at it business, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be good, too. Well, do they have basic black, right? Is that's
yeah.
the mirror, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring another one in. Yeah.
No, or like Anna can be a competitor.
Oh,
yeah, that would be, yeah, that would be good. Oh, there's so many things they could do, the writers. They just listen to the fans. They could come up with a
yeah.
lot of good stories that way.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Then we had, speaking of basic black, we had Brady walking in on, did we talk about that a little bit? I think that might have ended or began the week where he walked in on Nicole.
Yeah, it began the week.
Yeah. And at first, he's acting like he didn't hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't hear, because Xander, behind, as they walked in, he said something about, oh, we don't want anybody to find out we had hot, passionate sex. And he kind of talked to them like, and then after Xander left, he said he told Nicole. So Nicole confided in him. And he's, you know, he's going to keep her secret and not go to Sammy.
Yeah, or Eric.
Or Eric, right. And then Xander and Nicole come up with this, well, actually Xander's kind of put that idea in Nicole's head that, hey, it's not too far-fetched to believe that this, you know, that Sammy and Lucas probably did sleep together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks, well, okay, well, maybe I can get Lucas. You know, she's trying to get Lucas to say something, so she takes Henry over, and they're sitting there, and she's trying to get... Lucas almost spilled the beans, don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah.
He wasn't falling for it, though.
Yeah.
If he would have spilled the beans, there would have been something in it for him.
Yeah.
Well, there is.
But he made it almost sound like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it would be something for him, because he's in it, he could end up with Sammy, so...
Mm-hmm. So then, but he did tell, then Sammy came in, and he did tell Sammy that, you know, Nicole's kind of on to them. So now she has to worry about Nicole, and she's also worried about Kristen. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. And, you know, EJ's going to find out if he doesn't already know, so I don't know. Oh, then we had... EJ walking up to Rafe and Lucas. I thought that was classic. The three, Sammy's three exes. And Sammy. Yeah, what did you guys think of that?
You think EJ is basically going to be the villain? Because he's not really likable at all.
No.
Are they going to try to make this EJ, like, more ruthless?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that EJ wasn't at times, but, yeah. I don't know.
Because, yeah, he's talking around Sammy, and she's letting him, and it just, he's just not, you know, and they don't have any chemistry, and, I don't get it.
Yeah, like, Sammy didn't take crap from James Scott. James Scott's EJ. I mean, she fought him. You know, she did what she wanted to do, and heck, she shot him too. They fought, and she's not even arguing with him. It's like anything you want, dear.
That's not like Sam.
I mean, even Lucas is. Lucas is even pointing that out to him. And right now, I'm enjoying Lucas and Sammy a heck of a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm hearing and seeing online, I'm thinking a lot of people, it's the same. A lot of people are liking Lucas and Sammy a lot better.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. And then plus, what's that?
I just get the feeling Lucas is going to get that shaft again.
Thing is, he always does.
Yep.
But I don't know. He is on contract, but then the thing is Allison Sweeney, I don't think, is going to stay. Is she going to go back and then EJ's going to?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what. I did see today that Marcy Miller is back.
Yeah.
Back filming. Yeah. It was just on, so. Guess Abby's coming back. Let's see. Okay. Oh, then we had Rafe dreaming of Nicole kissing her while he was in bed with Ava. So I don't know where that's. They're still trying to revisit that with Rafe and Nicole. I don't know. Of course, we have Eric coming back. I'm not sure exactly when he comes back, though.
I hope he comes back permanent.
Yeah. Okay. Talk about this. Paulina and Abe. We had a big discussion of their sex, you know, of their sex life. What would everybody think about that? With Paulina going to tell Lonnie.
That was just weird.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
No.
Yeah, who does that?
Oh.
Who tells your, you know, her dad, I slept with your dad. Abe was going to come to tell her, too.
Yeah, and Roman and Abe.
It's like, oh, yeah, and then Roman and Abe. I laughed. Roman and Abe, and then they're talking, and Roman says, okay, can you give me some details? Or one detail?
Like,
I'm there, Roman, I'm like, geez, they sound like a bunch of women.
It's like, are we 15?
Yeah. And he did said, I looked it up, and I've been talking about it, and Abe said one word, marabou. There. What's marabou? So I go look it up, and it has a variety of meanings. It's like a feather, like a boa, and also it's like a Swedish chocolate, which it means delicious chocolate.
Ah,
and I'm thinking, that's probably what he meant. So, and it's also some kind of stork or some kind of bird. So there's different meanings for it, but when I looked that up and it said something about a delicious Swiss chocolate, it's called marabou.
Mm.
So I'm thinking that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Or that's how he referred to it. Because I had to rewind that because I didn't catch what he said a couple of times. That's what all that was about. But I'm thinking, okay, it's too much information, and probably too much for Lonnie. You know how that is. You know, don't want to hear all that.
About your parents? No.
Yes, no. But no, then so she's still. I don't know if they're trying to. Somebody was saying they saw. Oh, I guess it was Deidre's, for her 45th, it was been 45 years. I think she celebrated her anniversary with these. Yeah, and they had a cake and everything for her. And in the cake, it has like a cast around it, and it looks like Paulina is looking like something that could be like a wedding-type dress.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Abe is in the back and it looks like he has something like a dark tux on. People are speculating.
Ooh.
Now they're just speculating that Abe and Paulina get married. I don't know. But I still think she's going to get in trouble. Well, something's going to happen. That is quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if they're just filming it now, we still won't see it for 4 months, probably. But you know what I mean? If that's what they were filming.
Oh,
and then there's a picture of Lamont and Sel in a car. And he has a suit on, and she has like this flower dress on.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like maybe like a bride. Not it doesn't look bridesmaid dress because it's just a flower dress. And they were talking, so I don't know. But I still want to know what Paulina is going to do.
Yeah.
And she,
something fishy with
instead
that.
Of doing right. these. Yeah. Do you think instead of she's supposed to do, she's letting everybody believe that she's going to open all these new, like a marketplace and all this, you know, diversity and all these different shops. Do you think she's just going to like bulldoze it down and do some kind of something totally different? And
I think so.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, you're not allowed to do that. Because there's permits, and it's a historical site, and she can't do what she wants to do, especially when she got so in bed with, you know, the city with it. No, she has to have plans drawn and everything approved. I mean, she can't just go in there and do what she wants. I got to say, if Ron actually has everything in Horton Town Square demolished, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I hope somebody's going to stop her, yeah, or find out. Because didn't Chanel kind of see the plans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her. Yeah, but nothing was ever really, like, she didn't challenge her mother too much on that. So, I don't know where, because she still thinks that she's going to be open that little bakery. And then we had them, too, with the donuts, and having Julie was there tasting the donuts.
Yeah.
It seemed like she approved.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to think, though, that Trip is the interloper.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go with Allie and
Chanel
as a couple.
I do too. Because every time they're hugging and Trip just stands there and looks at him like he's thinking the same thing. He's thinking what we're thinking when he watches them.
We also have to wait and see how the other girl plays Chanel, though.
Right. See if she has the same kind of
vibe.
Chemistries. I'm getting used to this Chanel. They're kind of making her a little bit more likable now that she has a purpose now. And I don't know. So when they get the new character, will it be the same? I don't know. I think she's coming on soon, though. What else am I? Oh, we have Xander and Gwen.
I love them.
And Kayla's kind of getting, she's doing some investigating, and her and Steve are thinking something, like, is Gwen mixed up with the doctor and something with drugs? And so they're getting close, and then the doctor comes, threatening Gwen, and Xander comes in and holds a letter opener like he's going to slit his throat.
That's a villain they killed off way too soon.
Yes, he was kind of a nice, I mean, he was like a good villain, like to get on Gwen. Yeah, he was kind of, and also with Jan, I guess.
Yeah, and Kate.
Yeah. And Kate. Oh, yeah, that's right. He knew about Kate. So he had, like, three. He knew what was going on. And
Well, Kate was blackmailing.
So then he lets him go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kate was blackmailing him. Yeah. So then he has a heart attack.
Yeah.
And lays out on the couch again.
Poor Julie.
Julie walks in. No, she's funny. Of course, they made her believe that he was drunk. You know, another one of one of Xander's friends passed out
on the couch. That poor couch.
Yeah, get off my grandmother's couch. I don't care what you do. And so now Gwen and Xander, you know, instead of just calling, because it would be proven that he just had a heart attack, but I guess they're afraid that they'll find out about the drugs and that Gwen was involved.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's why they're afraid.
Let her open it to his throat.
Yeah. So they want to dispose of the body, but before they can, Jack comes home.
Yep.
They're sitting there with a blanket over their legs, body underneath them, trying to get Jack not to come around so to see the body. And so funny. But I kind of like this. What do you got? You guys like Xander and Gwen? Better than Xander and Sarah?
Yes.
Xander needs to stay a bad boy and let him keep jumping from bed to bed. That's really cool. But him and Gwen, though, they have wonderful comic chemistry, so I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Xander's hilarious. Paul Telfer's just, his humor is, he's funny. Oh, yeah. like to see them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we have? We had Philip and Chloe, a little bit of Philip and Chloe.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Chloe and Brady.
So I guess that's going to be Chloe and Brady. Yeah, I don't know where they're going with that. I don't know. Then I still like Brady and Nicole. I always have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like them together more so than Bear Brady and Eric. I don't know. I mean, not Brady and Eric. Eric and Nicole.
Yeah, we can go with Brady and Eric.
Yeah. Well, Brady and
others,
Eric,
like,
yeah.
Work.
Maybe, how about Brady, Eric, and Nicole? I'd go with that. That would be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nicole would like that, I'm sure. No. Am I missing anything? I'm trying to think who else was. Other storylines that are going on with.
I thought J. Kenneth Johnson was just absolutely freaking adorable with those that last episode with Chloe. I mean, that was the first time he's, like, really seemed very present in the scenes. And, yeah, their chemistry is, like, fantastic.
Right. Yeah, kind of takes you back to the beginning, you know, when they were younger. Yeah, kind of like them together. I'm not liking Brady and Chloe, though. If anyone put Chloe together, I think I would like her with Philip.
I still vote for Lucas if I can't have Lumi.
Oh, if you can't have Lumi?
Yeah, I'll take Lucas
like,
and Chloe.
Yeah, I kind of like Lucas and Chloe when they kind of had them together before.
Yeah.
All right, then we had did anybody watch the Emmys last night?
I did.
No.
I was watching them. I came in about halfway. No. Kind of were just basically giving out awards, like some people were there. Some people were at home, like accepting.
Yeah.
Victoria won, Wonderful won. And Katie McLean won. Hers was guest appearance. That's the category she won in. Which, in that category, maybe I could say she did a decent, good job, I guess, coming in to fill in as Jennifer.
I was mad about Wally, though. He should have won.
Yeah. There's been some heat. Does anybody see Maurice Bernard's acceptance speech?
Yeah.
Because he won for, yeah.
Yeah.
And something about he said something about Frank told him that he, something about, it was an Alzheimer's story, which I heard that was done really well.
Yeah.
I guess Max Gale won for that, too. And, something about Frank told him he was apprehensive about doing it, and he said something about, but you're the star of the show. And people were upset about that, you know, because everybody has their favorites, and it really is not supposed to be the star. But basically, most of the time, I guess the stories kind of fall around, like, Sunny.
Yep.
You know, so I was just reading some tweets.
Yeah, that's what turned me off to General Hospital. I don't watch it as much anymore because it's too much Sonny and Carly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Young and Restless did a better job with the Alzheimer's story. They had one, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I found it very interesting. The writing category, Days, was not nominated at all. Like the other three were. Now, they were nominated for the drama series. All four of them were. But I just found it interesting that Days was left out of the writing. That should tell something, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But they did get nominated for directing. They didn't win, but they did get nominated for the directing. So I just found that interesting. Because usually every year, there's only four soaps, so they're usually all nominated.
They can't nominate them all?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. But other than that, there was really nothing, eventful about. I mean, that was about it. So they've had, I guess, two wins. Now, I don't know if they had any other wins for other things, but that's the only two that I can remember from the Emmys. So.
Yeah, I think so. I think they dropped a lot of the categories, it seemed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it moved right along. It basically was just them there just announcing all the categories. And then they had some memorials, for the people that have
passed.
Daytime that have passed away. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody have any spoilers they've heard or anything or rumors?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody coming back or... Other than I just heard Marcy Miller.
I heard they casted Johnny. Is that true?
Oh, that's confirmed it on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess he'll be coming sometime. Then did somebody say that, or did I hear somewhere that Sammy will be gone by the time Johnny comes?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I don't know. Did you hear that? Okay.
Yeah, I heard
mm-hmm.
that too.
Yep.
It's kind of... I wonder if they'll ever bring Sydney back. I mean, they have her in boarding school.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know. Anybody remember anything else that happened this week?
I'm trying to.
I know the thing that stands out is the Demira storyline. I'm thinking that was probably the best of the week, or the most fun to watch, I guess you could say, or exciting to watch.
Yeah, but they could have had Anna in it more.
I think she was just in it. Wasn't she just in the one scene?
Yeah.
When Tony was talking about getting back in it, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we did have the scene with EJ meeting Jake for the first time. Whatever.
Hey, you think we might be getting a Peter Blake back?
I don't know. It's another one they could bring back. I mean, he was mentioned.
Yeah.
The other one that he hasn't been back yet. And any other Stefano? I mean, I counted them all. There's like Stefano had 12 children. Has 12 children, 6 are dead and 6 are alive.
Wow.
So, I was just, because I was adding, writing them all down, I was trying to figure out this whole tree thing and the voting, and it was interesting. And he has 7, if I figured it out right, I could have messed somebody up. And he has 7 grandchildren. And a lot of his kids didn't have children. Of the 12 kids, there's only 7. So they never let Tony have, or Andre have any children that we know of.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they're, at this point, I don't think they're ever going to bring one up now, at this point, I don't think.
Hey, you never know. Tony was on an island with those women for how many years?
Yeah. I remember back in the day, we all thought we were all hoping EJ was Tony and Anna's.
Yeah, that would have been
good.
Which
was more realistic. Yeah. Or Lucas. We always thought Lucas should be a Demira with Kate and Andre, even, if not Kate and Tony.
Yeah.
Instead of Bill Horton, but he's a Horton. Oh, well. That's all I can think of. What's going on?
Not much else.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
see what happens this week. More Demira stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Anybody's team winning?
All right.
No.
No.
No. Oh, you're talking about hockey. Oh, yeah. Hockey, what's the Stanley Cup starting? Was it Montreal and Tampa Bay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah.
That's who's in the – yeah. No. And the Pirates just – they're not going anywhere. But it's
hey.
Okay.
No.
I just go to watch. I enjoy watching a game. And
yeah.
I just enjoy baseball and going to the games every so often. So, but
yeah.
No,
it's
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah. It's nice to see the fans back, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. It is nice to see going to things. Yeah, we're having our, right now we're having Thunder in the Valley back, motorcycle rally
in
town. So all the motorcycles are in town going up and down the road behind my house. You can
run
all the time and you hear them during the night. Yeah. It's not too bad. It's more like down. More like I'm up kind of away from the town where they have it. But Tubby decides to see that back. That's always a big thing around here.
That's good.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for coming aboard, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
Yep, I'll see you next week.
You're doing anything? Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.